ABC Radio Australia.
Well, 2 years ago, the Oakland Institute published a report on illegal logging in Papua New Guinea and warned that millions of dollars in taxes were being lost because of financial misreporting. The PNG government responded by introducing a progressive rate of taxation that was designed to reduce the amount of tax evasion that was happening. But now the same independent US think tank has produced a follow-up report. The Oakland Institute says it has evidence that points to an already serious problem getting even worse, as Richard Hewitt reports.
The author of the Oakland Institute report, Frederick Mousseau, says the tax evasion issue was a puzzle 2 years ago, but it's even more puzzling now. When the government brought in its tax changes, both the forestry minister and the industry association warned it would signal disaster for the logging companies, but that's not how things have turned out.
And it is becoming even more puzzling today that we see a doubling of losses for logging companies while the logging is increasing. Despite all the complaints of the forest industry and the logging companies, what we see in the financial records of these companies is that this tax reform has done a little bit better, but the logging companies are not really hurting.
They're not hurting and they're not paying tax. And yet the Oakland Institute report has examined the financial records of 16 subsidiaries from Malaysia's Ribonan Jijau, PNG's largest log exporter, and found that somehow they have doubled their financial losses over 6 years while increasing exports of tropical timber by more than 40%. Such a performance should be a recipe for bankruptcy, but the opposite is true. And PNG anti-corruption activist Eddie Tanago from ACT Now says the unpaid tax is only part of the story.
This is leaving a very big scar that they leave behind. It's something that will not be fixed for a very long time, and it's something that people will very much live with for the rest of their life.
Frederick Mousseau says it's now reached the point where PNG is the world's biggest exporter of tropical timber and by some distance.
It's not just that they are avoiding taxes. It's also that they are plundering, destroying rainforests, destroying biodiverse ecosystems that are there. And 80%+ of the people in Papua New Guinea rely on their forests for their survival and their livelihoods.
And much of the unlicensed logging is taking place on land that was handed over under SABL's special agricultural and business leases that the government has since ruled to be illegal and said should be torn up. But Frederick Mousseau says the SABL saga is nothing more than a bad joke.
2014, the Prime Minister said, oh, this is so bad, so much corruption and fraud, we need to cancel all these deals and return land to the landowners. And now we are still 4 years after these promises and no SABL has been cancelled as far as we know.
The government saying they've cancelled the leases, but we actually yet to see leases being physically surrendered, cancelled and surrendered, and the lands returned back to the people.
When it comes to solving the problem of illegal logging and the tax evasion that goes with it, Frederick Mousseau says there appears to be a split in government ranks, with the finance ministry searching for a solution through tax reform, which he says was opposed by the forestry minister.
The Minister of Finance wanted to increase the taxes on log export. It is the Minister of Forests who have been standing against this increase, saying that it was going to cause thousands of jobs to the country. That obviously, in the government, some services want to deal with the problem, and some others who have certainly some ties to the problem are fighting to keep it this way.
As things stand, it's estimated the PNG government is missing out on upwards of $100 million a year in revenue from the logging industry. By rights, Eddie Tanago says the Malaysian companies should have gone bust a long time ago, but there is no sign at all of that happening.
It's quite funny when you know that you cannot make money in a particular activity, you cannot make a profit, and yet you continue to be in business. The report actually says they've also been declaring average price for log exports way, way below the world price.
And just to exacerbate the situation, the Oakland Institute report points out that the collective losses of the Malaysian loggers translate into substantial tax credits, which means they could be off the hook as far as tax is concerned for years to come.